Are you a follower of Christ? Then hear these words of wonder from Jesus. He said, "I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more." Those were the words spoken to a woman who had been found out in her sin, but she had also been forgiven by Christ. Steve Cole shares an illustration of how sin enslaves and how forgiveness frees. Listen to it. It says that a little boy visiting his grandparents was given his first slingshot, and he practiced in the woods, but he could never hit his target. And as he came back to his grandma's backyard, he spied her pet duck. And on an impulse, he took aim and let fly, and the stone hit, and the duck fell dead. Well, the boy panicked. Desperately, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to look up and see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch that day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." And Sally responded, "Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today. Didn't you, Johnny?" And then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." And so Johnny did the dishes that day. Well, later on, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." And then Sally smiled and she said, "That's all taken care of. Johnny wants to do it." And then again, she whispered, "Remember the duck?" And so Johnny stayed while Sally went fishing. So after several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, finally he couldn't stand it any longer. He confessed to his grandmother that he had killed the duck. And she said, "I know, Johnny. I was standing at the window and saw the whole thing. Because I love you, I forgave you. And I wondered how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." Listen to me, believer. Don't let the enemy make you a slave. When you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family are missionaries in Minnesota. Also remember the Kron Western Lifeword broadcast that's heard in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.